You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos straight from the source. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, a Football Thursday on CBD. Heard from the head coach yesterday. Mike Pettine addressed the media, said some interesting things that we want to share with you. A lot of that focused, of course, on Johnny Manziel. And I'm sorry, Jason Gibbs, our producer, jumping in here. What did you want to tell me, Jay?
We'll stay with Shanahan.
Yeah, why not? All right, we'll stay with Shanahan. That's fine. Well, he spoke too. They both spoke. But I do want to hear from the head coach at some point here. But let's go back to Mike Shanahan and referencing Johnny Manziel and asking him does he think height of the quarterback is any concern.
You want guys who are good football players, and people have proved it in every way possible. You'd like to say most great quarterbacks have all been 6'4", but there's been some pretty good quarterbacks, one who just won a Super Bowl who's not that. Drew Brees is pretty good also. So there's no absolutes in football. You want fast, tall receivers, but there's a bunch of small ones who are real good too. So you try to look at each person for who they are as a player.
Yeah, no absolutes, and I think, again, a refreshing perspective because – it's easy, and especially in those positions of offensive coordinator, of head coach, when you're kind of building a team and you sell yourself based on a philosophy on how you've done things and what you believe in when you get the job. But when you have the job, you need to be open and flexible to different types of players, different styles of play, different body types, and so forth. And this game has proven and shown through the years that, generally speaking, yes, it's a big man's game, a fast man's game, a strong man's game, but there are variations kind of in between those measurables.
Yeah, and it seems like there is a little bit of an evolution with some of these smaller, more mobile quarterbacks making a lot of hay. Russell Wilson, obviously, and then you got a guy who's not so mobile but is not so tall in stature, and that is, of course, Drew Brees. So certainly it's not – You're not banking on an outlier, but you're looking for someone who has kind of bucked the normal trend of the position, yet someone who's got a lot of talent and you believe in. And certainly Kyle Shanahan is already seeing that he can have success, and I think Kyle Shanahan knows how to develop an offense that will allow him to thrive. Now, when you talk about the height, Kyle Shanahan said there are a lot of positions you think should be a certain height or run a certain 40-yard dash time. He was asked about that.
And we don't have the tallest guys, and we got some guys who are mobile. We ask our quarterbacks to move, but you know the best year that I had personally calling plays in our bootleg game was with Matt Schaub, and he's not a very mobile quarterback. So, and sometimes when I've had some more mobile guys, defenses play it a little bit more, and they're scared of it, so it's not there as much. So you do have to have a certain ability. You have to be able to move better than most of us, but you don't necessarily have to run a 4-4 to be successful moving in the pocket.
You know, I'll say this one more time in terms of I don't want the Browns to try to reinvent Johnny Manziel totally as a quarterback. I think that's a mistake. I think anyone just with any common sense would say that. Let him do the things that he has done well as a player to get to this point. But that said, the one line I will draw is how he can protect himself with how he will slide, with being judicious on his runs. And again, judicious can be buzz for, well, is he going to, you know, go out of bounds when he should be seeking to get the most, and the competitor in him won't allow him to do that. And that's probably true. But I think there are smarter ways a quarterback can run. I know coaches believe that. I know if you ask other quarterbacks, current and former, especially former, on things that they would do differently or things they learned during the course of their career to kind of help preserve themselves, you know, there are ways to do that. And I'd say that would be the part that Johnny Manziel, if there is an adjustment to what he's done, it's ways to avoid those kinds of hits.
Right. That's all you got to do. Look at Colin Kaepernick. He never takes those big hits. It's a smart thing to do. You want to preserve yourself, get out of bounds, get down and slide. That's where you need to manage Johnny Manziel, because you need him to be on the field. If you can do that, you're going to be in very good shape. The mobility that he's talking about is really, hopefully, a lot of it is in the pocket. You know, it's moving around, as he said, the bootleg, sliding around the pocket. And then, obviously, yes, Johnny Manziel has the special ability to take off, make big plays with his legs. But you're right, Vic. To me, I'd rather have him run for 12 yards and slide and not take a hit than run for 15 yards or 20 yards and get walloped at the end of it.
Yeah, it's a common sense thing. It's a smarts thing, and he's got that. I mean, if all that I believe I'm seeing from this guy in terms of coachability, in terms of kind of learning the way to do things and handle himself, again, at a very, very young age, if all of that is true, then this is something he can get to. And between Dow Loggins, the quarterback's coach, and Kyle Shanahan, this is the sort of thing that can be taught, that can be learned. By the way, 216-578-0850, we would love to hear from you. And you can also tweet us at Browns_daily. Gibbsy is the okay, we'll go to the phone right now. Jay in Canton is on the line. Jay, what's up?
Yeah, not too much, guys. Here's the thing to me about Johnny. You know, I love football and follow quarterbacks probably more than I should. But people always say, oh, who does he remind you of? And, you know, who's this, who's that? First of all, there are many different ways quarterbacks can be. They can be tall, they can be short, they can be whatever. You know, they just mobile, immobile. They just got to be good at what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like Drew Brees, he's short, but the guy is so accurate with his throwing that it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
if you do have a deficiency in something, as people would say, you better be really good at something else. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of the way I feel. And Johnny
makes sense.
See, I like him to Michael Vick. Now, I know when he first came in the league, I know he doesn't have the blazing speed or maybe the same hose that Vick had, but he's a guy to me that's going to move around when a play breaks down and try to make a play whenever he can, just like Michael did when he was first came into the league. And, you know, I caution people on trying to make somebody they're not, because I remember
Absolutely.
The Tennessee Titans when they drafted Vince Young, which, if everybody remembers, was an owner decision. Jeff Fisher liked Jay Cutler, and I think he was pushed by the owner to take Vince Young, and then they tried to make him a pocket passer, which they should have never done. They should have let him be read option, do what he did, and they tried to make him something he wasn't. Didn't work out so well. You know, maybe Johnny's a better player than Vince, but I just hope they see what he is and they use him for what he is if they're going to go with him at quarterback.
Totally agree. No, I agree with you. I think there are two things there. Number one, one good thing is that Johnny Manziel actually had the highest completion percentage and highest yards per attempt from the pocket of any quarterback coming out this year, better than Teddy Bridgewater, who many thought was the best pure pocket passer in this draft. So he has had success from the pocket. He can run. To me, you want to take advantage of his legs. You want to take advantage of the pressure that puts on a defense, the ability to generate big plays on those broken down situations. Just protect your body when you're out there to the best of your ability. That's all he needs to do. Yes, he can make plays from the pocket, but as Mike Pettine even said, they're not going to try to make Johnny not be Johnny. They want the Johnny football that was at Texas A&M. They just want him to have that kind of success in the NFL, and that's going to come from a combination of pocket success and improv success out of the pocket. But again, ultimately, as you said, Vic, taking care of your body.
Yeah, it's that, and it's up to him too. I think what we're seeing in practice, where he seems to be putting greater emphasis on pocket work, of course you're being coached in certain ways, but once again, your default settings can take you in a different direction. He's not doing that, and that's significant, because your default settings are your default settings. That's just you instinctively you're going to do things no matter what you're sort of coached to do. And I admire the fact that I think he's trying, because he knows the differences in this game. He's articulated that the NFL is far different than what he dealt with in college, that he himself is kind of putting himself through a little bit of an adjustment. We're going to hear much more about this Browns team from a national perspective. We're going to have Solomon Wilcox join us shortly from NFL Network, from CBS Sports. So stick around for that. We want to hear from you also in the second hour, and we're going to do some Fact or Fiction at 2:30. So a lot is coming your way on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.